Notice of this meeting has been provided by publication of the Asbury Park Press, the Coast Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance. Sandy, roll call, please.
Mr. Burns. Mr. Patani.
Here.
Mr. Clayton.
Here.
Mrs. DePalma.
Here.
Mr. Fiore.
Here.
Mr. Gardner. Mrs. Garrett Muley. Mr. Pellegrino.
Here.
Mrs. Smith. Mr. Serino. Mr. Vitale. Mr. Walsh.
Here.
Sean Nolan.
Here.
Julia Hohenstein. Matthew Del Garcia. Megan Giaforte. Mayor Clark.
Our mission statement, Manasquan School District mission is to empower students to reach their potential and become lifelong learners. We strive to ensure that students play an active role in their education, are guided by rigorous academic standards aligned with the New Jersey Core Curriculum Content Standards, and function within the community that regards students, educators, and parents as full participants in the educational process. We dedicate ourselves to the realization of a supportive learning environment that nurtures growth, personal integrity, and mutual respect. Our statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience the Board of Education takes action with very little comment and in many cases by a unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next committee of the whole meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After the committee of the whole approves the matter, it is then placed on the agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion at the same meeting that final action may be taken. We are to number six, acceptance of minutes. Recommend acceptance and approval of the minutes of the committee of the whole and closed executive session of September 15, 2015, and the regular public meeting and closed executive session of September 22, 2015. Executive session minutes will be withheld from disclosure until such a time as the reasons for discussing and acting on a matter in closed executive session no longer exists. Do we have a motion to accept the minutes? Mr. Catani, do we have a second? Mr. Walsh, any discussion? Sandy.
Mr. Burns.
With respect to 915, yes. With respect to 922, abstain.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mr. Clayton.
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma.
From September 15th and yes for September 22nd.
Mr. Fiore.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Walsh.
I need to abstain. I wasn't at either meeting.
Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Yes.
Carrie.
We're to number seven, our student board representative report. Mr. Nolan.
For the Manasquan High School Key Club, our past business includes the MHS Snack Shack, the Brielle Coaster Derby, and the Spring Lake Kitchen Tour. And upcoming events include a Manasquan Elks Breakfast, Homework Helpers at the Manasquan Elementary School, and the Spring Lake Library Technology Help for Seniors. That's all.
Thank you very much. We are now to the presentations. I'll turn it over to Dr. Cajun.
Now we will have our students and teachers of the month presentations. So if you would, Board President, if you can go out, I'd like to go to the podium and have the students.
Very good, thank you. Can we move this away?
Before we present our teachers and students of the month, I had a great opportunity this morning as the Academy of Finance was named the Model Academy by the National Academy Foundation. The National Academy Foundation educational design is made up of four essential elements of practice. Academy development and structure, curriculum and instruction, advisory board, and work-based learning. These academies are structured as small focused learning communities that fit within and enhance high school systems, allowing NAF to become an integral part of a plan for higher achievement at low cost. NAF promotes open enrollment for its academies in order to maximize every student's chance at a successful future. The flexible structure encourages teacher collaboration across subject areas and fosters personalization to meet student, school, district, and state needs and goals. I don't know if you can see the overall score, but these were the areas, and I tried to scan them and put them on the screen, that we were reviewed this morning with the National Academy of Finance. And you can see our overall score was 27.69 out of 30. This is really a great accomplishment for the Academy of Finance, being named as one of the country's model academies because of all the things that they have achieved in regards to the development and structure, the advisory board that they have put together, the curriculum and instruction that's delivered within the confines of that academy, the work-based learning, and the active participation by the students in the community. So I thought it would serve us well this evening that we start with this. This is something that we don't focus on enough. The accomplishments that we do have in both the elementary school and in the high school by our staff. One of the things that the representative from the academy did say to me when I asked them to tell me what they felt our strength was, they said without a doubt it was our staff. Because of the projects they put together, because of the chance the students have to work within the confines of the community, and because of how we deliver the product that the National Academy Foundation wants us to deliver. So I felt it was very important to focus on that this evening as we went to the Students and Teachers of the Month. Students who are selected tonight serve as role models for their peers, are academically motivated, and demonstrate leadership in and out of the classroom with a positive school attitude. They're involved in extracurricular activities, and they perform school and community service activities. And that picture was chosen because when I look at the students coming in every day, I see them carrying their books, and they are really examples of diligence for us. They do a great job, and because of the families they come from. That's what makes the Manasquan community so strong. I want to thank everybody in this room for that this evening. The Manasquan Board of Education congratulates High School Students of the Month of September. Representing our seniors is Talia Jamie Kelly here this evening. And as you'll see, I hope, inside each one of the folders is a certificate and also Wally Bucks for a lunch if that trip was there. Awesome. Thank you. Annabella Condolucci. Annabella, are you here this evening? Annabella, wherever you are, congratulations, our junior. The Manasquan Board of Education graduates the high school students the month of September, representing our sophomore class, Savannah Hobby. Savannah, are you here this evening? Congratulations anyway. Our freshman, Thomas Frieda. The Manasquan Board of Education graduates our elementary school student of the month of September, Madeline Condon. Congratulate our High School Teacher of the Month of September, Pamela Perrier, our Special Education Teacher. Pamela, thank you very much for everything you do for us every day. And our Elementary School Teacher of the Month for the month of September, before I announce Andrea's name, which I just did, I did have the opportunity to be in her classroom this week, and I was just amazed with the creativity and the outside-of-the-box thinking that she delivers for the students. And Andrea, I want to thank you for that. It was, where are you? Oh, there you are. I thought you were over here.
I was.
That's how creative you are. But I enjoyed it. And it was just well-deserved. Thank you. Andrea Truschetta. Thank you to everyone who's here this evening, and thank you for everything that you do in the classroom.
Everybody's blind now because this is
here. Ah, see, I was at it's like the DC over
there. All right. No, you didn't do that.
How many buttons can I push before it goes off? I don't know, we'll keep trying.
Did you have it off before?
Hope this doesn't work. That's what I do.
Then why do you keep pressing it? This?
Shut it down.
Because you got to hit it twice. Once to stand by, twice to shut it off. So far.
So far.
Moving on to number 9, our superintendent's report and information items. Dr. Cajun.
I am going to read the School Violence and Awareness Red Ribbon Week resolution. Whereas the Manasquan Board of Education values the health and safety of all of our students, and whereas substance abuse is particularly damaging to one of our most valuable resources, our children, and a contributing factor in the 3 leading causes of death for teenagers: accidents, homicides, and suicides. And whereas it is the goal of School Violence Awareness Week, Red Ribbon Week, and the Manasquan School District to involve families, schools, businesses, churches, law enforcement agencies, and service organizations in all aspects of this campaign, and establishes an atmosphere that supports awareness, education, and ongoing initiatives to prevent illegal drug and alcohol use. And whereas the School Violence Awareness Week, Red Ribbon Week campaign theme promotes family and individual responsibilities for living healthy, drug-free lifestyles without illegal drugs and alcohol or the illegal use of drugs and alcohol, and whereas the Manasquan School District shall plan activities in conjunction with Red Ribbon Week campaign which supports awareness, education, and promoting a healthy lifestyle for the students and families of Manasquan School District, now therefore be it resolved that Manasquan Board of Education do hereby proclaim October 23rd to 31st, 2015 as Red Ribbon Week. We'll approve that with the superintendent. School Violence Awareness Week. Since 2003,
schools and districts have been observing School Violence Awareness Week during the week beginning with the third Monday in October, which is October 19th through 23rd, 2015, as required by Statute 18A-36-5.1, to help school districts, charter schools, and approved private schools for students with disabilities comply with the requirements for School Violence Awareness Week, New Jersey Department of Education providing guidance that is available online. The Week of Respect. Additionally, the Anti-Bullying Bill of Rights Act requires that the week beginning with the first Monday in October, October 5th through 9th in 2015 of each year be designated as a Week of Respect. We did designate that and did have that Week of Respect in our schools. School districts and charter schools, but not approved private schools with students with disabilities, in order to recognize the importance of character education, are required to observe the week of providing age-appropriate instruction focusing on preventing harassment, intimidation, or bullying. Several resources were provided by the New Jersey Department of Education. With that, the violence and vandalism report is to be read the results of during this week. It's in conjunction with statute. In regards to our reporting period, 2014 to 2015, in the Manasquan Elementary School, the number of harassment, intimidation, and bullying incidents reported were 2 during report period 1. In Manasquan High School, they were 7 in report period 1, totaling 9. In report period 2, for the year of 2014 to 2015, in Manasquan Elementary School, there were 4, and in Manasquan High School, there was 1, totaling 5. These we did review in the Committee of the Whole, and the board was apprised of these incidents. In regards to our enrollment, the total enrollment as of we speak is 1,590. In Manasquan High School, 960. In Manasquan Elementary School, 630. Attendance comparison, fire drill reports, suspension, and tardy reports. In regards to our attendance percentage, in September in the high school 2014, our attendance percentage at this particular time was 96.1. September 2015, 96.4. The elementary school, 97.8 2014 and 97.6 in 2015. Regarding the fire drills, the high school in September had reported 2 drills. September 10th, we had a fire drill, and September 23rd, we had an evacuation drill that lasted 25 minutes. At the elementary school, September 14th, we had a fire drill, and September 29th, we had an interior threat lockdown drill, which lasted 10 minutes. We did have a bus evacuation drill at the high school this month. In fact, October 15th from 7 to 7:30 p.m. at the front driveway. And Donald Bramley, our assistant principal, along with Peter Cahill, our assistant principal, went through the necessary procedures and processes to unload the bus through the back door in regards to New Jersey Statute 6A-27-11. Our HIB results were read for September and October, which brings us to the end of my superintendent's report.
Do we have a motion to accept the superintendent's report?
Yes.
Mr. Walsh, a second. Mr. Catani, any discussion? Sandy?
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Walsh?
Yes.
Carried.
We are now to the public forum on agenda items. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and/or by an individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion or disciplining of, any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only, please. Would anybody from the public like to be heard on agenda items? Seeing no one? We'll move on to the Manasquan items. Would it be okay if we put 11... Well, let's just ask if anybody wants anything separated out in the Manasquan items. 11 through 29. Yes, Mr. Walsh.
28 and 29.
Sure. 11 through 27. Is everybody okay with that? Everybody seems okay with that. Do we have a motion for items 11 through 27?
Yes.
Mr. Walsh. Do we have a second? Mrs. Muley. Any discussion on those items? Sandy?
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Patani?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Walsh?
Yes.
Carried.
And item number 28, do we have a motion for 28? Mrs. DePalma? Second? Mr. Walsh?
Yes.
Any discussion on items 28? Mr. Walsh?
When we discussed this last Tuesday, I thought we were going to form a committee and then come up with questions/questions. And I mean, I don't think the reassessment, the revalve is even going to be done till the end of the year. And I just don't understand the rush to do this. Shouldn't we see the question, meet, decide, digest the whole thing, and then go out? Because I want this thing to pass, whatever we decide what it is. I fear we go out in January. It's way too soon. And I don't remember. I mean, I know there weren't many of us here this past week, but I don't remember anyone really objecting to that.
We met as the referendum committee met last Thursday or Friday. I believe it was Friday. And while they are formulating the questions, the reason the motion is on here is because we were all of the belief that people wanted to go back out in January. If that's not the case, then that's a
well, no, I mean, I speak for myself. Right. I didn't hear that. I mean, Heather, was that your understanding last week? I don't understand.
I was
because this motion was on last week's agenda. When we went through the work agenda, it was on there.
And I thought we kicked it around pretty good.
Right, yeah, no,
and
no doubt.
We formed a committee.
Correct.
And we formed a committee, and we're going to work on the questions.
And Friday we worked on the questions, we discussed the date, and I personally voiced that I think we should wait, but that was the consensus was there was, what,
yeah,
how many
I disagree.
Were?
I think we should go right out. I understand about the committee, but I disagree. I think we should go right out in January.
I mean, the board can decide tonight.
But how do we go out in January? How can we vote to go out in January? We haven't even seen what we're going to ask. What's the rush? I don't understand what the rush is.
I don't know that it's a rush.
Didn't we talk about financing? This is the perfect time. Rates are down. There's a lot of reasons.
Well, the rates, I mean, yeah, but I think there were some things discussed in committee that probably should be, definitely should be shared with the whole board. So some thought process of the committee. They were talking about that the rates have already gone up. So one, I don't know if you want to sum, you were
go ahead.
There.
You can, you're on your way, go ahead.
Some of the banter that was back and forth as the committee was that the rates have already gone up since we went out originally. Some people felt should go right out. Some people felt, I personally felt that we should wait. My feeling for waiting was that people, if there's a pushback of I don't know what my taxes are going
to be. Heather, you and I agree that we wait. All I'd like to know is why do we go right out? I mean, you don't sell a position that you don't endorse. Why are we going back out in January? I haven't, other than, listen, the rates may have gone up, but I suggest why don't we go out in June? The rates may back down. It's not going to be that volatile, guys. The economy is still kind of grinding along.
And from what I remember, is it all right?
Of course.
We did have a meeting and most people agree that, and that the questions should be split, maybe bring down the price a little. The reason, you know, there were, I felt that everybody wanted to go out when I met with the committee.
Who was the committee, though? Who?
That was the original committee. That was a volunteer, Dr. Cajun.
Linda, you weren't there on Friday, right?
No.
Okay, she wasn't there on Friday.
The other referendum committee that organized going out and talking about the referendum.
The board committee is myself, Mr. Serino, Mr. Catani, and Mrs. Mueller.
Right. I'm not talking about that.
That's who met Friday. What Linda's referring to is the referendum committee at large, where the public was involved. They met post-referendum. They discussed whatever they discussed. And it still is my belief that a majority of the board wants to go back out in January.
But guys, with all due respect, I mean, I want this thing to pass. The people that made up the original referendum committee, we need to talk to other people. See, the whole thing is the rebound.
The feedback that we've gotten so far is that people want us to separate the questions out, and the feedback that I've gotten from the board is that they want to go back out in January. I don't know. If that's not the case, then I guess we'll find out.
No. I mean, I speak for myself. Correct. As I said last Tuesday, I'm knocking on doors, the people that are kind enough to open them up. There's a host of reasons why this thing went down. If we go back out and push this thing and it goes down again real quick, then what? Why don't we take time? Why don't we wait till June, figure out the questions, and then sell the hell out of it? I do not understand the rush.
I don't agree.
Linda, you haven't given me a reason other than, you know, the old referendum.
I don't agree because I think it's still fresh in everybody's mind. Everybody I speak with were very surprised that it failed. A lot of the parents from the elementary school that I spoke with were surprised and didn't realize, and I've worked on this on referendums before, and I've also worked on budget when we used to have to vote on our budget. And a lot of times, and many times it's happened with the referendum, it failed, and people like wake up and are like, wait a minute, this didn't pass, what do I need to do? I think it's fresh in everybody's mind, and you gotta get out there and
we lost this
present
vote.
It in a new way again, like we said,
We lost this, though, by almost 400 votes. The last referendum went out four times. Why don't we just painstakingly take time?
We're separating the project. You're bringing the cost down, and I feel that it's going to be a prerogative. If a lot of people said, well, I didn't want the field, I'm not voting for that. I think a lot of people are on board with the educational part, and that's my thought. I feel like this is the time to do it. It's still fresh in our mind. We did a lot of work to get this out there, and I think it's not good to sit and wait. I don't think it's that.
I completely.
But that's just my opinion.
Well, so. And I'm the polar opposite of that, because I do whatever we decide on, I would like to see passed, and I'd like to do it in a deliberate, respectful fashion. And I don't think waiting from January to potentially June. I think a lot of the people that are predisposed to vote no would actually respect that. That's just my thought, you know. So.
Anybody else, Gene?
What's the state funding that's out there? When does that expire?
What we would do is if that's what number 29 refers to tonight, okay, we would resubmit to the state.
But I mean, is that money only available for a certain amount of time?
Well, you have to get a qualifying letter each time you present the project.
We have to do it regardless, right? Yes. Whether we go in January or whether we go in September.
Either way, you have to tell them what you're doing, because it's not going to be the same. The project's not the same.
So that, whether it would be January or June, it wouldn't affect that qualifying letter.
We don't know if it would or not, because you still have to present it, and they're going to tell you how much
what I'm saying is that wouldn't you want to get that first? Do you get that first? I don't know what the procedure is.
First, we have to determine what we're asking for so that they can determine how much to give us.
You have to put a date on it, right?
You can't put, they're not going to give you. We have to, as we pare down the plan, so to speak, we have to come up with what's going to be in the question and a total for that, and then submit it to the state.
Because whatever
so that they can say what's eligible and what isn't.
Because when we were going through it, each thing that we take out or move from one, whether it be from the one that was pushed out and then put in, anything that we move changes because each item that's in what's included has a different percentage. So it's going to, as that moves, that number is going to move, and we have to apply each time. And you actually put the items and the date, correct?
Yes. You would itemize the project, send it to the, Garrison Architects would send it to the state, and then a letter would come back from the state, like a promissory note regarding how much debt service. There was a point in time where the state stopped issuing debt service, and that could happen. And normally, you don't get much notice on that.
Shouldn't we figure that out, though? Shouldn't we figure out exactly what it is?
I mean, that's what I would think, that we would really want to know what, if there's going to be several questions. Well, I would like to know anyway what those questions are.
Right.
And, you know, before I, you know, make...
If I may,
yeah.
Just try to shed some light on this. When the committee sat down, I provided the committee with...
What committee was this, Frank?
When the committee sat down last week with the committee of the board. The referendum committee that was created.
Okay.
At the last meeting.
At our meeting. I presented to them all the data I had from all the surveys we put out. We put a survey out of 5 questions to every parent on our email address that had children in Manasquan. We got pretty good results from that. I gave them the survey up to date of all the people who had gone online and put in comments about, which were more than we had received as committee of a whole. Gave them a list of all the voters in Manasquan, gave them a list of all the registered parents in Manasquan, gave them a list from 2009 to 2014 of all the alumni from Manasquan who graduated from Manasquan High School, a list cross-reference of all those who had registered to vote, those who didn't register to vote, as well as the total itemization of the scope of the projects that we were focusing on, first referendum, second referendum, as well as an itemized list of the costs of the proposed facilities, the field that we had looked at. And we went through that. With that, we were arriving at a cost factor, knowing that a lot of the information that we received was focused on bringing the costs down. And I've said several times in public that what's in the project are things that are not negotiable. But we have to do a plan, Lynn and I, make a plan that we can look at capital improvement projects to get the things that we don't put in there. So we painstakingly went through that, understanding that we have to bring that number down. And the committee is going to meet again this week with a conference with the engineer and the architect to go over specifics. What specifics? Exact cost of lights, if you're going to talk about the field. Cost of the HVAC as we see it. Looking at the exact number that once we have our debt falling off, what's that number that we can look at in regards to how many millions does that give us? So with that, in discussions with the architect, his answer to should we go right back out to us was yes. All he can see is costs going up. Every million that goes up is less money that we could spend here.
Frank, I get that. He doesn't live here. I want this to go through. I don't understand. If the excuse to do this is the architect says go out, I'm not trying to be diffident. That doesn't do
it. But that's not the answer. The answer is the information we received back from the parents that I have information from are asking to revisit this as soon as possible by trying to lower the costs and looking at it. And I don't think there's anybody in Manasquan as we speak who doesn't know the scope of the project or know what the project entails. I do think that there are some people who are confused with the funding piece. The farther we get removed from that, as far as I'm concerned, if we move to July or September, or even later than that, if we look to the following January, I have to start all over again with bringing the public up to speed with that.
I wouldn't suggest that. I think I suggested last week primary next June, and I don't think that that's that far off. I mean, I'm committed to work to pass this thing, but I don't want to go out that
but
quick.
Jim, if you wait till June, I don't think the reassessment pieces are going to be out till after July. That's what we've been told. Why not wait till September?
No. I think they'll be out before that.
But I don't think we'll know what the, I don't know if we'll know, we might know what your reassessment is, but I don't know if you'll know what your tax impact will be.
I think you will, Heather.
Yeah.
No, I do. I do believe you will. And that's a big piece.
That's my, I think everything that we did in the committee and everything we talked about and lowering, 100% agreement of everything, breaking it apart, lowering it down. It's not, again, it's not, it's still non-negotiables. It's still things we need. We have elementary school kids who are wearing their coats because there's air conditioning blowing when it's 50-something degrees out. These are all things that are necessities. But the only issue I had, and it's the same thing I brought up in the committee, my personal feeling is just that that's my concern. My personal feeling is I want to get rid of as many reasons for people to say no. I want to get them off the table. And if their reason for no is I don't know what my taxes are going to be besides this, you know, that's my personal opinion. But I get all the other things. Interest rates go up, building costs go up. I totally get both sides of the coin.
Mr. Burns?
Here's a question. What's the thought process on the times for the polls?
In order to reduce the price, we reduce the number of polling hours.
I think, Martin, they're probably in half of what they were, so we just looked at cutting them in half.
In any school election, you have to stay open until 9, but there's no set time to open, but you have to be open until 9, so we just moved it to
okay,
to
and we're seeing a sufficient number of people late as opposed to early that justified going toward that end as opposed to early?
You can't go the other way. You have to be open until 9 p.m.
So, okay.
So in order to cut the hours, we had to go later.
Go later, okay.
Or just duplicate the hours we did last time, which we wanted to reduce the price if we could.
Okay.
I spoke last Friday in favor of going out in January, but I really think we need to be cohesive as a board, and this can't come out as a 4-3 vote or something. I think we need, it looks like there's, a little division here. I think we need to, at this point, do a little more work, get some sharpened numbers and real detail down and discuss it, and then take this vote. I'd hate for this to come out as a vote down the middle.
Well, we have time constraints, so if
I know.
We have to, and we have a motion and a second, so I think we should vote. And if, the time to table it was before we made the motion, I believe, right, Mr. Kovac?
I believe so. I mean, you had it separated out, you made your motion, you made your second, you've had your discussion, but it's right for consideration.
But Tommy, based on the discussion last Tuesday, I got to be honest, I don't even know why this was on here, in all fairness, because I didn't hear between what Marty and Heather and I talked about, Gene, and there wasn't a lot of positive during the work session for it. And in all fairness, truthfully, I was surprised to see this when I got it. So.
Yeah, I mean, I thought everybody understood that it was going to be on there. It was on the work session.
But you do agree there wasn't, the way we talked about it, it wasn't presented in a positive light at all. I didn't think. Again, we didn't have a lot of people here. It was kind of a threadbare crew.
Robert's rules, can it be tabled, though, even though you're saying it should be voted? May it be amended?
Hyper-technically, there's a catch-all to Robert's rules. If you don't use it to frustrate the ultimate desire of the board. If the person who made the motion in light of these things wants to withdraw their motion, you could move to table at this point in time. It is ripe for consideration if any of the people that made motion or second wish to withdraw their motion or second, you can do that. At that point in time, you're then sort of at a standstill. If you want a table, you take another motion, another second to table.
Well, guys, I'd like to table. I seconded Linda's, and in all fairness, I thought it was just for discussion, so I would table my motion.
Linda DePalma made the motion.
And I seconded it, Doug, so.
Why don't we just withdraw the motion?
Okay.
Okay. Then there should be.
We'll need a motion to table it.
Yes.
So the question would be, if it's the time constraint, it needs.
This precludes us from doing this in January. Just to be clear, I want everyone to be clear before we go further.
Now we can.
This precludes us from January because the timetable. We need the 60 days. We need the letter from the state. We need.
So does that push at 30 days?
This pushes us to April, I believe. Would that be the next time?
Does it have to be April?
Doesn't have to be, obviously.
The discussion came back in the next month.
Next available date's April.
The next available date is April. Do you have an April or June? I believe September and January. I might be wrong.
I believe there's a March.
Is there a March?
I believe there's a March and an April.
It's not April, I'm sorry, March.
May I speak?
Of course.
I just respectfully suggest if you're not going to go out in January, that you go out the following January. I think if you're worried about reassessment, you can't go out until you have a reassessment and everybody has their numbers. That's the case. So, and, but do expect rates to go up, as well as supplies will be going up and materials will be going up. So every time that point goes up, it's another $1 million that falls off that we can't have supplies for. And right now, you know, Heather, how meticulous we're being in regards to looking at things that, and it is a tipping point. I said that the last time. I don't want to belabor that point.
Here's my question.
State funding.
I don't think this is a bad. I think this is good discussion. I don't think it should be cut off. I think we should have these discussions, and we should have these discussions at the table with everybody hearing them, so that everybody understands where everybody's coming from. If we went out in January, and if it passed, awesome. If it goes down, what next?
We can go out again, right?
Yeah, we could go out again, but the project as we look at it now is different than the project we put forth first. And in order for the Commissioner of Education, I don't know if that's where you were going with this, is going to get involved after, I believe, two defeated referendums of the same nature, like what's happening right now in Freehold.
If you're significantly reconfiguring those questions, right, you'd be hard pressed to be saying that that's right. The identical referendum.
Right. So you have to go out with the identical question. So you would have to go out again with the same identical question, or regroup and see where we're going from there. Because these are things that you know we definitely need, and we just can't afford to do them in capital improvement projects. We can't.
Right. So for clarity, so right now, because we're separating out the questions, it's different?
Yes.
So that would be, so we, one, put out a different thing. That's one. We would go again. If then the second, then you go to the
Commissioner
of Education.
I believe it's two, correct?
It's
two defeated.
Two of the exact same one.
That you're going to be successful.
That's correct. It's only happened twice in our history.
You may not be able to hear it. I don't want you to think that if you have two defeated referendums,
yeah, no,
that the Commissioner of Education is going to come in and say the state will fund that. That it is a difficult process to do that.
So we have a motion to table numbers 28 and 29.
I'll make a motion to table.
Mr. Clayton, do we have a second? Mr. Walsh, any further discussion? Sandy.
Mr. Burns.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mr. Clayton.
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma.
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Walsh.
Yes.
Carried.
The Manasquan Sandy District items number 30 through 42. Does anybody need anything separated out?
31.
31. Okay.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, you just want to abstain?
Yeah.
You can just abstain. Does anybody need anything separated out?
I've made that mistake before.
Yeah.
Any discussion? Sandy?
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes, and abstain from number 31.
Mrs. DePalma? Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale? Sorry. Mr. Walsh?
Yes.
Carrie?
Linda, I didn't vote.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Sorry.
Number 43, old and new business. Does anyone have any old business first? Under new business, I just want to, we just approved, bear with me here. RFPs.
RFPs?
Yes.
Number 34 on page 7?
I'm sorry, yes.
Yep.
Number 34 is to go to RFP for the school district legal services and the bond council. The process will be that we will have an ad hoc committee to interview. First we'll go out to RFP. We will then gauge the responses. If we have multiple responses on either or, then we would interview, and that board committee would make a recommendation to the board of the whole. So like in the past with ad hoc committees, if somebody would be interested in serving on that committee, it's going to be gauged by how the responses, obviously, but we'll keep you informed both as a board and as a committee. But if anyone would like to be involved in that, please send me an email as soon as possible. We have how long, Lynn, before we think that would be?
The closing date will be November 13th, Friday.
Okay, so we have a couple weeks to decide. And I also want to thank Megan for coming tonight. Although she didn't have a report, she's filling in for Matt Del Garcio. But we appreciate you coming out. Thank you very much. Anybody else? Old, new? Seeing no one, we are to our second public forum on any items, agenda or otherwise. Would anybody from the public like to be heard? Ladies first. Right to the microphone. Your name and address.
Sure. It's Michelle Seitzman at 96 Iroquois Road, Manasquan. We're just here on behalf of the high school cheerleaders. We met with Mr. Ron Cornegay back at the third week in September, I believe, in hopes to start a competition squad for the high school girls. We haven't heard anything back yet. We were just wondering if it was brought to you guys at this point. We're looking to do it as a club, at least to start things, pay to play type of thing. I know a lot of the girls want to. There's about 13 or 14 seniors right now that are looking to do it this year before they graduate. So we're hoping to get them moving because they would have to start, you know, getting to work on it soon. Yeah, we did put in our proposal about 3 weeks ago. September 22nd,
with
the proposal, and we still just haven't heard
anything back yet. Okay. May I? Someone did call me and ask me about it, and this is, I hadn't heard anything about it prior to that, so just, I did get a phone call.
Mr. Cornegay did tell me about the proposal, and I think he has a meeting with you to talk to you about. Well, he is going to set up a meeting with you to talk to you about it, and also then bring it to the building principal, and then after he speaks to you about it, and then he speaks to the building principal about it, then it will be brought to the board in regards to a personnel matter.
We already met with him and discussed it.
I know, but in the phone call he had with me, he left me with the impression that he was meeting with you again to finalize some things. I think there was some costs and things like that that Mr. Cornegay told me about, and I said, fine. I mean, I don't think he's, and I don't want to speak for him because he's not here. Nor do I want to speak for the principal, but I think he's looking at it in a positive light. I know he spoke to me about that. So I don't think that's what's holding it up. I just think that it's the next meeting that you have to have when you come to terms with the actual finances of it. Right. That was my impression when he talked to me. But to his benefit, he did bring it to me and told me he was moving in that direction. And I don't know if you've spoken to the building principal or not yet. And that would be next, so they both know that particular club. As you know, we just surveyed students about clubs. And in that conversation, I spoke to him about how we were going to move forward with both volleyball, the equestrian piece, and also sailing, because those are things that students are currently interested in. So your club is under consideration, and I think it's in a positive light, but I don't want to speak for him. Nor do I want to speak for the board. Yeah, he didn't give me the approximate cost, but
we put that in our proposal. We itemized everything out, the competition fees, the bus fees, everything, insurance, coach fee.
So you did your due diligence and you're well on your way. So now you just need to meet with him. And I thought it was going to be this week, but
when is the season for competitive cheer?
Well, really, they start competing in January, so they would have to start.
Sure. But the nucleus is there. I would think it's from the team that you have now, from the cheerleaders.
We just have to get music together and routine together. It takes a little time.
Mm-hmm. There's the principal.
Wait, how are we? Mr.
Ladies, thank you.
Great, thanks for coming out. Mr. Perrone?
Nicholas Perrone, 59 South Jackson Avenue in Manasquan. I'm a retired educator here in Manasquan. I, too, would like to see this passed, but this is the first time in 44 years that I've been here that I voted against the budget proposal. I don't know if you read the Asbury Park Press, but people leaving the state were being hard-pressed. I've been out of my house for 4 months now, and I was out 4 months after the storm. We're in bad shape here in Manasquan. I don't know if you realize that. 61% of the state budget goes to Abbott districts. And we've got very affluent schools right next to us coming here, and they're not paying their fair share. That's what most of us who voted against the thing are upset about. And this has gone on for some time. The only referendum I would like to see is regionalization. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Prom.
Hi, Dick Mikey, 36 North McClellan. Dr. Cashian mentioned that a lot of information was sent out to the parents. Now, I didn't receive a lot of this information. Why do you send it out to the parents of the students and not to the population of the town as a whole?
Well, I think the simple answer is because we have access to the information to get it to them. And we open up the website for people in the community to respond. But we don't have necessarily every person's email in town. We have access to the parents' information.
So when you send out this information to the parents, it wasn't by mail, it was by email?
Electronic.
We first went out to the community with a survey. Like I had, I think I spoke about or spoke to at a meeting prior to the referendum. And then, because we have access through email, if I had the email of every person in Manasquan, I would have sent it out to them. The next day, we put five questions together to try to get as much information as I could. We asked the town council to put that up, which they did. They had a link right on their webpage to that survey that we put out to the community, as well as the foundation is on their webpage, as well as our webpage that we put up for the referendum, as well as the webpage that the PTO has. So those were the immediate avenues that we went through.
I think one of your other statements that everybody in town knew what was on the referendum and what it was all about, I think that's probably not accurate because a lot of people weren't getting those emails. Maybe you don't get the CoStar, maybe you don't get the Asbury Park Press, but I think a lot of people in the town that I spoke with really weren't familiar with the details of the referendum.
We did make an effort to go door to door, Mr. Mikey.
Excuse me?
We made an effort to go door to door to everybody in town. We covered a substantial amount of the town.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, everybody should be aware of the information.
But if they're not aware, it's not because we're not trying to get to them. It's because, like you said, they don't have access to some of the media that brings it to them. But we can't. We made every effort to get the information to everybody.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jacobs of 59 Queen Avenue. You said there's a new revised referendum that you're talking about for January 26th.
We tabled that, Mr. Stewart, so you were late.
We tabled, yes, I had a field hockey game that went into overtime, so I was getting there. But the referendum was tabled, I understand that part. But I guess what I'm asking is what was the referendum changed to?
We were still formulating what was going to be in and out of the referendum. The idea was to create a date and have the date established so we can notify the county, but that's not necessary now because we tabled.
Okay, and this change in the referendum was made by the committee that you formed with the Board of Education?
That's correct.
And then you were going to have the community committee. Was the community committee going to look that over or discuss that before the referendum?
It was going to be with input from everyone, yes.
Okay, so all that was going to be done before January 26th?
That was the hope, yes.
Okay. I guess one of the suggestions I might have, you separated some things.
Correct.
There. I think one of the things you might consider is separating the elementary school from the high school because the two things that are done, the elementary school is funded differently than the high school. And high school is the problem.
Well, some people that we've spoken to, some parents in the elementary school, knowing that their children are going to come across the street and come to the high school, would like to see the infrastructure improved in both places.
Of course they would. That's given. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the funding of it.
I understand what you're talking about. I'm giving you the reasoning behind why we would keep them together if we chose to keep them together.
Well, it's a suggestion that I think, you know, like Massquan students at Massquan Elementary School are strictly Massquan kids. The kids at the high school are not. We're subsidizing six other sending districts, and that's a problem, and it's one that really needs to be considered. And what Mr. Perrone said, you know, maybe your efforts should, instead of a new referendum, maybe your efforts should be focused on how are we going to regionalize this district, because that's really what needs to be done here. And I know you have to convince the sending districts to do that, which is not an easy job. I get it. But if they understand that Manasquan can't subsidize their kids for infinity, it just can't be.
If you looked at it from the other angle, Ms. Jacobson, you could say that that they're subsidizing our children. It's just a different way of looking at it.
You're looking at it that way.
I'm sorry? No, you wouldn't, but some people realize that without the sending districts, we probably wouldn't have a high school because we'd have 300 children looking for a place to go to school.
That might be something to consider.
But if you're suggesting that we close the high school, that's not what this board, that's not our goal. Our goal is not to close the high school. If that's your goal, that's a different goal.
No, it's not my goal, but that's an option.
It's not an option for this board.
It would be an option if... I understand the situation is difficult. Don't get me wrong.
But you're suggesting that we close the school.
No, I am not at all.
So it's not an option.
Not in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
That is not what I'm suggesting. And I know that would never happen. So that would be a stupid thing to say. Okay? What I'm saying is that the regionalization efforts maybe should concentrate on trying to get district regionalized so that everyone can support the capital improvements that are needed. They're needed. I get that. But Manasquan with only 30%, that's part of the problem, and I think you have to recognize that that is an issue.
I think we all recognize that. We've heard this over and over.
I think everybody does recognize that. I think that everybody needs to recognize as well that if we do not keep our facilities up to a certain standard, those people may choose to go other places. And when you say it's unrealistic, oh, well, that will never happen. Unfortunately, it really could happen. So when we talk about, you know, I personally don't like when the word the fair share is used, because at the end of the day, the sending districts are paying what the law requires them to pay. And we need, when we say we need efforts to improve the school district. And we would love your help if you could rally your group of people who you work with to start sending the letters to the state, because our focus here is to keep this school district running and to run it to the best of our ability with what money we have. And there are improvements that are needed, and they're not wish lists and just, you know, gold-plated this and that. There's things that need to be done to function and to keep the school district whole. So when we say things like when you say things to the people sitting up here saying you need to understand, everybody gets it. Yes, it would be great if it was broken down and we say we need this and everybody chips in. We've had those discussions. We've went to the sending districts. The sending districts, we looked into the state law to say, can they go outside their 2% cap like they used to be able to when there was a 4% cap? The answer was no. we know how hard it is to stay whole with 2% cap as well. So is it just flippant on them? It's not. And I don't want you to think that it's just, and when we toss that around, it's what they're required by law. So does the law need to change?
Yes, it does.
So I'm asking you, if you keep...
Yes, I plan on doing that.
And the plan is now. Yeah. Just like you're saying we need to worry about that. That argument has been on this table for how long? So
okay,
if you're planning
on
doing
it... If there's a comment, then we'll listen. We're not going to have it given to
you. If you're planning on doing it, I'm not being combative, Marilyn. I'm actually asking you. I'm asking you if you could, like, because I know it's been a long time.
Yes. The deterioration of the physical plant is a reality, okay? But if the people of Manasquan don't want to pay to have it done, it will deteriorate and it will affect the sending districts and their children. If they think about it and they want an improved high school, there should be some willingness to say, yes, we will support the capital improvement of your building in some way. I don't know what that way is now.
Unfortunately, either do we.
Well,
they have a 2% cap, just like we have. I mean, this conversation is not a new conversation.
No, I know it's not, but I think it needs to continue.
But it continues every month. We have this conversation every month.
Until we can come up with something that will work so that the school can be improved.
We're listening to any solution you might have.
All of the people that are users of this building contribute to its beautification, or whatever you want to call it.
Upkeep at this point. It's not beautification.
And please don't report
it's maintenance.
That here that I said the schools should close, because that's simply not true.
You said it was an option mistake. I didn't say that. You said it.
Well, I
didn't say
it. It is, but it's not my option.
Okay.
You tell that guy over there.
Okay. I did.
Yeah. Anybody else from the public like to be heard? Seeing no one.
Stand up.
I'm sorry.
Jim, did you want to say something?
I think everybody on the board understands, Marilyn, and I think we need help on the state legislature. I think the receiving funding, I mean, what Heather said was very powerful too. But when you talk regionalization, I mean, if we could make it happen, we would, if it was good for Manasquan. But I will tell you, very, very close to us. I mean, up at Shore Regional, I have a very good friend who's the tax assessor for West Long Branch. Oceanport, Monmouth Beach, and Seabright are attempting to pull away from Shore Regional and regionalize with Henry Hudson. So we could open that genie and get that genie out of that bottle, and it can come back to bite us. We've been tasked with improving this high school, and it's a very difficult thing. So I think we're all on the same page. It's a question of working together. That's all.
Thanks, Ms. Walsh.
And I think that, if, you know, waiting, as we are doing with this referendum, that's why I feel like we need to update our facilities to keep our sending districts here, to want them to keep coming here, and maybe say, you know what, we are going to contribute. That's, I mean, I'm disappointed that we're not going out in January, but we all voted as a board, and if that's what you want. But I feel that that's one way of keeping our sending districts here and maybe working with us.
I don't think the message, at least from me, is not that I'm tabling it or I want to push it out because I don't want it to pass or because I don't want to improve.
Right. I would vote 12 times.
It's way
overdue.
For it.
It's not just fixing. It's not just, you know, oh, put some paint on the wall. This is way overdue. And that's why I think the more we wait, the worse it is. But that's what we'll do.
I agree with everything that's been said, but mm-hmm. has anyone considered making part of the school a magnet school to attract? I mean, we're losing our best and brightest to these other schools. Can we get out of the box and think of something?
Dr. Kajian can speak to that, but we have and continue to make every effort to attract students through the academies. We have an application to become a choice school that's waiting to be, we're waiting for them to open a window so that we could submit it. We've made every effort and continue to make every effort. The administration travels to the elementary schools on a semi-annual basis. We make every effort to retain every student, and every student that we do retain pays their $13,000 to come here, which keeps this building afloat. So yes, we make every effort to retain students.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously,
we just started an engineering academy this year. We have an academy of finance. I mean,
you talked about the police. I mean, all the stuff in the. Go ahead. No, I think you should. I think you should.
I think that we have a responsibility as a community to stay informed. I have a building administration that works diligently every day to ensure that the Manasquan taxpayer gets the best, that we do attract the best and brightest. When we focus on our sending districts and we focus on the concept of fair share, it's something that the state has put in regulation. And according to the state, they are providing for us. With that, we started tonight's conversation by presenting the model academy that our Academy of Finance has achieved. And that's not something that's taken lightly. That's something that's done with due diligence. And that's one of several academies that we have. A magnet school at this particular juncture of our history would not benefit us the same way that our AP classes do and that our academies do. And right now, we're on an upswing in regards to attracting more of the best and brightest from the sending districts. However, if we don't maintain our facilities and bring them to a level of satisfactory, just satisfactory, we can't continue to have the same children coming here. We want to have biology for every incoming freshman. Do you know what that entails?
I imagine it's a lot of money.
Do you know what that entails?
No, I don't.
Well, that entails having science labs so
Absolutely.
We can house these students. All of the districts around us have that.
Well, I wasn't informed on this referendum that that was the idea, to make it a magnet school for science.
It's to continue the academy approach and to help with the facility structure that we have so we can reach out to our students. But, sir, I appreciate your questions tonight, and I want to thank you for your interest in coming to the board. Thank you.
Thank you.
Seeing no one else, executive session. Whereas the Senator Byron M. Baer Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6, the act provides that the Manasquan Board of Education may hold an executive session from which the public is excluded to discuss matters that are confidential or one of the nine subject matters listed in 12B of the act. Whereas it is recommended by the superintendent, the Manasquan Board of Education go into executive session on this date in Manasquan, New Jersey, to discuss matters that are permissible for discussion in executive session. And whereas the length of this executive session is estimated to be 60 minutes, after which the public meeting of the board shall reconvene and proceed with business, and whereas that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the following subjects will be made public at a time when the public's interest in disclosure is greater than any privacy or governmental interest being protected from disclosure. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Manasquan Board of Education, the board shall go into executive session to discuss the following items. Number one, confidential matters per statute or court order, which is a personnel issue. Number four, collective bargaining, which is an update on the MEA negotiations. And number eight is a personnel matter, whether it be hiring or leave of absence. Items discussed in the executive session will result in board action when the board reconvenes to public session. Do we have a motion to go to executive session? Mrs. DePalma, do we have a second? Mrs. Muley, all those in favor?
Aye.
Ready?
Sure. Is it here?
Answer. Motion to come out of executive session. Mr. Burns, second. Mr. Fury? All those in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? You can go back inside. We have a motion for I apologize. Let's get out of here the most. Do we have a motion for numbers 46 and 47? Mr. Fury? Seconded by Mrs. DePalma. Any discussion?
We need to separate them because of the members that vote on each.
Okay. Do we have a motion for number 46? Yes. Mr. Burns, a second. Mrs. DePalma. Any discussion on 46? Sandy.
Mr. Burns.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mr. Clayton.
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma.
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Carried.
Do we have a motion for number 47? Mr. Fury. Second, Mr. Burns. Any discussion on 47? Sandy.
Mr. Burns.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mr. Clayton.
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma.
Yes.
Mr. Fury.
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Carried.
Do we have a motion to adjourn? Mrs. Muley. Second, Mr. Fury. All those in favor?
Aye.
Red folders?
I voted for you.
And I have two children, students.